Many of you have probably heard of this piece of work, the poem Invictus. This poem was written by William Ernest Henley. He was an English poet, a writer, critic, and an editor. This poem, which means the meaning of the title, the meaning of the word is Latin for unconquered. It's a powerful expression of resilience and inner strength in the face of adversity. He wrote it in 1875, and he published it in his first volume of poems, Book of Verses, in 1888. Henley wrote the poem while recovering from a severe illness and the amputation of one of his legs, and it reflects his personal struggle and his determination. The poem has inspired many, including the once president, but he was a political prisoner for a time for the country of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. Mr. Mandela reportedly recited it to other prisoners during his incarceration at Robben Island. It has also been referenced in various texts or various contexts, including by Timothy McVeigh, the infamous perpetrator of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. Mr. McVeigh invoked it as he received the lethal injection. The poem is celebrated for its themes of willpower and strength, and it continues to resonate with readers as a symbol of resilience and perseverance. The term resilience refers to the ability to recover and continue in life's pursuit, no matter the problems and obstacles encountered. Similarly, perseverance is the ability to persist in life's pursuits in spite of difficulties and obstacles. The difference between these two words is more of tone than it is of substance. Resilience suggests more of an optimistic approach to problems, while perseverance suggests a more dogged persistence. Since the Bible's use of perseverance is usually associated with optimism in reaching the long-range goal, they are essentially the same, and in the context of scientific studies, the terms will be used interchangeably, and they're used interchangeably here. Now the question is, and Josie sometimes listens to podcasts, and she went on quite the spree talking about the mind, the brain, not only the physical, like neurons, connection, things like that, but also the development of habits and characteristics, factions of character, and how those are developed in the individual. There's quite a bit of science on it. But what does the Bible say? Well, an important conclusion from the scientific studies that have been conducted is that resilience or perseverance is a skill that can be learned through training. Today in this message, we're going to go over four tips or four rules that might help us be more resilient in our daily trials. Rule number one, know what you are doing and why you do it. They've done studies and found that the characteristic of the resilient, as in people that display resilience, is a strong sense of right and wrong. In addition to identifying core values, the experts recommend that you regularly evaluate how well you are living your values, as in self-examination, and strive to reach higher standards, as in growing. So self-examination and growth are two main characteristics of people that are resilient. The Bible takes us a step further by emphasizing not just any core values, but the right values. And we can read this about this in Romans 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Rule number two, find constructive purpose in your struggle. Now, Josie and I have both had to painfully execute this step in both our personal and professional lives, and I'm sure you all do the same, but we've had to be very intentional at times with our approach to certain trials. We'll say our perspective becomes, what weakness of mine has caused God to place me in this trial, and through it, what is he trying to teach me? It's not always a fun discussion, and it doesn't always have a very fun resolution. But we've still found it very valuable. David expressed this well in Psalm 66 and verse 10 through 12. If you want to turn there, you may. Psalm 66, chapter 66, verse 10. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as a silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads and went through fire and through water. But you brought us out to rich fulfillment. Rule number three, stay positive. Whether we find ourselves in the trial due to time and chance, or possibly our own poor decisions, or at other times, the malicious actions of others, no matter why you find yourself in these situations, after you've done the self-seeking of point two, you know, rule number two above, your struggle now has clear purpose. And where we have purpose, there is hope. We can read in Romans 5 and verse 1. Romans 5, this will be verse 1 through verse, reading through verse 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Brings us to the final point, or the final rule. Number four, find strength. Scientists have concluded through a litany of studies that resilience or perseverance, it's not a disposition or a personality type, but it is in fact a skill set that can be learned, making it possible to not only endure trials, but to thrive during and especially after them. Never forget that we all have access to the unlimited source of strength, no matter the trial. We are able to overcome and rise above if we lean on God, as it states in Isaiah 40 and verse 31. I'm sure many of you know this by heart. I want to say my mom says this is her favorite scripture. I've seen it on walls, I've seen it on plaques, and it's for a reason, because it is very encouraging, especially in the middle of a trial. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're going to conclude now. I'm going to read the poem, Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeons of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. So you and I, let's strive daily to develop the skill of leaning on God to overcome, staying positive, finding purpose, and staying grounded in the scriptures. Let's learn to face the trials with humility, submitting to God in all things, saying, "Not my wills, but yours, O God." Submit fully to God in all things and make God the master of your fate. Make God the captain of your soul.